What's up, everybody? It's Spectacular Smith, and welcome to the Spectacular Experience. So for those who don't know me, my name is Spectacular Smith. I started off in a group called Pretty Ricky. We sold a bunch of records, you know, up to 11 million records worldwide. And we had a number one album for 5 consecutive weeks on the Billboard charts at number one, on the R&B charts and the hip-hop charts. Our first album called Blue Stars went platinum, and pretty much kind of got bored from that and being in a world of running from girls and getting chased down and things like that, I decided that I want to do something different. So my whole reason for starting this podcast is really just to talk to the people who are starting this journey of entrepreneurship and don't really know where to start, don't know what to think, don't know what to do. When I started my company, I didn't know anything about being a boss, being an entrepreneur, and I really didn't know. You know, I wasn't reading books at the time. I felt like if I really had somebody to really follow and mentor me throughout that process, you know, me accelerating to the top would be even more faster. So I decided to create this podcast to really just talk to the people, talk to those entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and just keep it real. You know, no sugarcoating, just keep it 100% raw with you. And I'm going to make sure that's what I do. And I'm going to speak to you. I'm that big brother that's going to talk to you. I'm that mentor that's going to talk to you and keep it real with you and tell you what you need to be doing and tell you things that is going to get you to the next level, that's going to accelerate you to the top. So that's my main goal. But the first topic is really mindset, because a lot of people think that they want to get into certain things. They're already losing as soon as they even think about it because they're waiting for that perfect moment. You got to understand that no moment is going to be perfect no matter what you do. And I'm going to talk about myself. I like to talk about myself because I'm speaking from experience. I had an idea. My same ad was our idea, right? I had 3 years before I started it, right? And that's because I was doing it for myself with the Twitter pages. But I always had, you know, in my mind that I wanted to do it for other individuals and help them actually build a page and monetize it at the same time. So now after becoming number top five in advertising dollars on the whole Twitter platform, I still was just thinking about my revenue, and I never took the step as being an entrepreneur and actually doing it for more than just myself. And if it wasn't for having that conversation and going to Sean Kingston's house that day and talking to him about it, I would have never took that step forward. And after seeing, you know, different companies doing what my vision was, it kind of sped me up to not waiting for that perfect moment and figuring out things as time went by and saying that, all right, I need this tool, I need that tool. And I realized that you don't need every single tool in a toolbox before you start fixing on something. You need to just take that first step forward and just take the tools you got, so as the time progresses, you can start swapping out those tools for better tools. But the goal is to take what you have and work with what you have till you can get better in the future. But you have to start now. The time is now. A lot of people wait for that perfect moment. It will never be perfect. Trust me on this. And this is all from experience. Stop waiting for that perfect moment and just go. Take that step forward. Because guess what? Once you walk and you take one step forward, the other foot follows behind it. And as long as you're moving towards that goal. And that's all you need. You need to just move towards the goal that you need to set. Once you set that goal and you know for sure this is where I want to be, and the only way to get there is to move towards it. It don't matter if you're moving slow as hell, but long as you're moving towards that goal, guess what? You're going to get there. But if you stuck in one spot planning, getting all these business plans together, and you're writing this down and write, just give me some action. Action, and as you go, you're going to realize that all the shit that you came up with, that you thought that you had this A to Z step-by-step process, you're going to realize once you start going that half of that shit is not even what you thought it was going to be, because things are going to change. The market is going to change. Probably technology is going to change. Things just change. So as you're moving forward, you got to just go with the flow. You got to know how to pivot. A good example is, you know, YouTube. YouTube started off with a dating service, like a whole dating app or something like that. I don't know the full story, but I remember something like it was started off as, you know, this relationship type of, you know, swipe left, swipe right type of situation. And don't quote me on this because, you know, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the situation. But I know for sure that they started off with a whole nother business model and then they end up with YouTube. Something totally different than what they started off with. But if they would have just stuck with what their vision was when they came up with everything and not realizing what the people want and going with it and making that pivot, they would have been nobody right now. So it's all about just taking that step forward, testing the markets out and figuring out what the people want. And once you figure out what the people want, they're going to tell you. But you can't go while you got 2 feet planted on the floor, standing in one spot, just planning and planning and planning and planning. No more planning. Let's go. The time is now.